When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Pat Godwin plus Donnie Baker calls in and how much weed is too much weed? Right after this commercial message.
It's new, it's crazy, and it's educational. It's the Richard Gere Gerbil Habitat Trail Kit. And boy, oh boy, will your gerbils go nuts when they whip down your Richard Gere Gerbil Habitat Trail. Just listen.
Wow. It sure is dark in here.
P.U. Hey, Squirmy, did you have Limburger cheese for lunch? Whoa!
Help!
You'll have hours of fun with a Richard Gere Gerbil Habitat Trail Kit.
Hey, somebody get me out of here.
It's from Ramco Industries. Medicated lotion and suction evacuator sold separately. Void where prohibited, not approved by the ASPCA or the ASSPAC. All celebrity voices impersonated. Package cover photos, copyright Robert Mapplethorpe. Gerbils not included.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That feels good. Right. Oh, wait a minute.
I got my headphone cord and the cream cheese. We got to stop the show.
Yeah, well, first get your head out of your ass, then we'll worry about the headphone cord and the cream cheese.
Sorry, Mr. Got It All Together.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the home of Veganaise.
I'm glad we rehearsed that.
Yeah, don't get your don't get your egg salad. You don't want to put too much egg in it by putting in mayonnaise. Chick McGee was right, by the way, here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. An epic day, a day that will be remembered forever. Apparently, in the West Coast, if you go to a what's it called?
No, I'm not having this conversation anymore because I told you guys here it is, and you go, no, Best Foods is the name of a store or whatever the hell you were saying.
I didn't say a word.
Hang on, this will be good. Go ahead, Ace.
No. Christy and I were neutral on this.
Yeah.
So you're saying...
Or indifference. Find someone on the West Coast and see if they go in a store.
West of the Mississippi, Hellman's Mayonnaise is called something else.
Yes, Best Foods. There's even a picture of the jar. And yeah, you guys go...
Isn't Best Foods a store that they get their mayonnaise from the Hellman's people?
What are you saying now?
I'm going to call a friend on the West Coast and have them go to the store.
You don't have any
friends. Find some Hellman's.
What? That's not nice.
Hang on a second. Anyway...
That's Chick McGee. Chick McGee is over there at the...
Time now for...
Yes?
Pat Godwin and True Tales from the Road.
Before we get to that exciting True Tale,
Chick McGee
is across the way. You know where he is, don't you? I can tell. He's at the John Deere Sports Desk. Thank you very much. That's Christy. That's
What's that
Josh.
There?
That's a running deer.
Now, Pat Godwin is here with us. Pat...
First thing Pat says to me this morning. He comes in, I go, morning, Pat, and then he goes in. Well, go ahead, Pat, take it.
Chick, I left the hotel, and it's still dark out, and I waved to Frank Caliendo across the street at the Better Hotel. Hey, Frank, have a nice flight.
Uh-huh. That was a shot. That's a shot.
No. And I'm coming down the street, and I see something brown, and I go, oh, that's just a cardboard box. I'll be fine.
Oh, no.
And it gets lodged under my car,
yes.
And I drag it all the way here for 2 miles.
You're lucky it didn't catch fire.
You're lucky it wasn't a deer.
And it was a cardboard box.
Yeah, just a cardboard box.
Oh,
just
dragged it.
Now, you're 2-0 with the deer, right?
2-0, 2016, yeah.
You hit two deer.
Totally. I made that mistake once. I was on the highway, and I go, oh, there's a cardboard box, and I couldn't do much.
Right?
I was like, well, I guess I'll just run it over. It was a dresser.
Oh! like a chiffon robe?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's a little different.
As loud as anything I've ever heard.
For 98 miles. Well, yeah, and you probably can't get it out of the bottom of your...
No, it just exploded. As I ran over it, it just splintered.
Oh, okay.
You're lucky you didn't get a flat tire.
I'm lucky. I don't know how the car didn't get any damage.
We could do an entire show about things we've run over.
Sure.
Take calls, but it would get ugly because suddenly it wouldn't be objects. It would be critters.
It was a box. Yeah, or it was a box of
even worse.
Let's just, before we even decide what would be worse, Christy, tell me about the toads and the licking and the...
Thieves in Arizona were caught stealing hallucinogenic toads from a conservation area. The Spurcross Conservation Area Facebook page posted a video of two men taking Sonoran Desert toads last weekend. According to the Arizona...
That's Sonora!
According to the Arizona game and fish biologist Randy Babb, people lick the toad's poison to achieve a hallucinogenic high. Similar to DMT. Not familiar with DMT?
I'm not either, no.
Bab added that
it's very popular.
DDT, I know that.
Are the largest in the Southwest and can weigh over 2 pounds.
Jeez, that's like a dog.
They turned over the footage to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
Where do you lick them?
2 pounds.
Just a look 2 pound on the back, toad.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I thought the back.
You just lick their back. It's a skin. It's
disgusting.
Through their skin.
I thought you have to lick their tongues.
No.
You got a friendship?
No, friendship.
Most intense high.
So
yeah,
it's like LSD? Is that it's a hallucinogenic?
Ribbit.
Trying to find. Oh, gross. Ugh, here's a picture of one of these things. They're all slimy.
Ugh. Sure, of course they're slimy. They're toads.
Yeah. God, brr, that's gross.
Brr. Hello, my baby. Hello, my
honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. That, of course, is anyone?
Michigan J. Frog,
of course.
One of the greatest cartoons of all time. So the cops are trying to find these dudes?
Yep, they sure are.
But aren't they going to be really high? Won't it be easy to find them? You know, like when the cops get a phone call, hey, man, can you get the dragons to stop breathing fire all over my apartment?
Chick, you actually tried this, didn't you?
I licked a frog?
And you said you didn't care for it because it... It
made me jumpy.
Wow. You have to spoon feed him when he's had a bagel.
No, he picked
no,
right
no,
up.
No, no, no. I was supremely uninterested. Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie,
well,
how
are
you? Hey, Chick, if that joke ain't on the next best of, they should stop doing them. I swear to God.
Thank you, Donnie. I appreciate that.
But who's licking and stealing psychedelic toads from a nature preservatory? What are these guys thinking anyway?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Do you really want to be arrested and sent to jail for stealing toads?
No.
Hey, Spider, what are you in for? Chop shop. What about you? Oh, I stowed a toad. I swear to God, that'll get your ass frogged and your commissary stowed from you.
Uh-huh.
And how low you got to be that you're licking toads to get high anyways?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the hottest cousin in our family, Amber, she was into licking toads to get high for like a summer.
Oh. Yeah.
But then she got the wrong type of toad because she never got high from it. She just got a tongue full of warts.
Oh.
Which,
by the way, her boyfriend at the time, my other cousin Lonnie, he said warts on the tongue ain't necessarily a bad thing.
I see. Sort of ribbed for his pleasure.
That old saying.
Wait a minute. If
weep what you sow. Anyways, I wouldn't even know how to get high with toads. How many toads you got licked to make you trip balls?
I don't know.
Christy, is that right? You is an expert on this.
What?
You licked a toad, right?
I've never licked a toad.
Okay.
You get like one toad for the whole party?
I don't know.
Pass it around?
I don't know how much.
You never hear people saying things like, hey, dude, don't Bogart that toad.
Right.
Lick, then pass.
Bogart.
Well, the problem is people are always going to do what they got to do to get high. You take away people's weed, they're going to start smoking oregano. Take away their LSDs, they'll start licking toads again. My best friend in second grade, Pat Porters, he used to sniff our teacher's white out when she wasn't looking to get a buzz off of it.
Wow. Does that work?
It was like a game of ping pong between them. Hell, it worked. Yeah, he passed. My Uncle Sonny was addicted to snorting that silver dust, you know, when you play scratchers.
Oh, really?
Sure.
I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God he finally did one 2 years back. He's able to pay for his own rehab.
Oh, that's handy, yeah. Broke even. So
he'd line up all that silver scratcher dust and go out like Tony Montana's with a pile of coke.
Really?
Yep, right there on the dashboard. And it got real bad. When he hit rock bottom, he's snorting up to $60 a day.
Wow.
And you could always tell when he'd jump off the wagon. I remember one Thanksgiving, he stopped by for like 10 minutes. You know, like it was a to-go order, just being a dick. But his face, entire face and nose covered in all that silver scratcher dust.
Mm.
sad, man. It looked like he'd been tossed to the cellar of the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz or something.
Oh, man.
I need help. And, Josh, you stroked a nerve with me yesterday, Dick. I should beat your ass.
What happened, Donnie? What'd I do?
Uh-oh.
Said you forgot where you was going to be next weekend. We're going to be in Charleston together, the Moose Lodge.
That's right. Yeah, I can't wait, man.
This is in West Virginia.
All that money, you know, making sure that me and you got bunk beds.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Great.
He now, had to go.
You're going to be in Charleston, West Virginia.
Yes.
And then you're also going to be in somewhere in Ohio. Is that true, Ace?
Ironton.
Okay.
At the Elks Lodge.
With Donnie?
All right.
With Donnie.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get those dates nailed down for everybody so we all know what's going on. Have they found these two guys?
No, that's what I'm saying. They just...
So they have videos.
They have videos, and they turned it over to the Mira County Copa Sheriff's Office. So they're looking for the two guys who.
It's poison, right?
Yes, yeah. There's a reason you hallucinate.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean it's
a defense mechanism of the toad.
Predators.
Yeah.
Well, why aren't the toads high all the time?
They don't lick each other.
Because.
Well, but
it's on their back.
Yeah.
Maybe they would lick each other at a party or something.
You think?
Maybe they would. Yeah.
The sound you think they make? Kind of a slurping toad.
That's the Tasmanian toad.
California wants to pay you to light up a joint and drive.
What?
That's right. Get paid to get high and drive, sort of. Recreational use of marijuana has been legal in California since January, but traffic laws regulating the use of marijuana are lagging behind. While current sobriety tests can detect the presence of marijuana in the driver's system, they cannot test for impairment. That's because it's not currently known what level of THC significantly impairs drivers.
Hmm.
So, to address this problem, the California legislature is funding a UC San Diego study that will determine how much weed is too much.
That way they can, so it'll be maybe road signs eventually will say 0.08 alcohol and then point whatever
right.
THC.
It'll say if you're listening to the band Fish, pull over.
Florida, Georgia state line, you're high.
Is Fish any good? I've never heard
sure,
a song.
Yeah. They're fine.
I've never heard
sure.
a song.
Trey Anastasio's great. Yeah, absolutely.
I should give it a listen.
Yeah,
didn't Trey had that one hit? I forget the name of it. Being all high.
Yeah, I think Colorado and Canada. There are a bunch of places trying to figure out how to measure this.
Yeah,
sure.
If they pull somebody over, my guess is if you're going 5 miles an hour and it's the freeway, you might be high. You might be high,
and you have the rainbow teddy bears across your back window.
Oh yeah, that's certainly probable cause. Yeah, you've got a Grateful Dead sticker and a marijuana leaf.
What would Jerry
something
do?
About Bob Marley and
yeah.
Why are bumper stickers like tattoos? No one can just get one.
They seem to be addictive, don't they?
Suddenly there's...
Have you ever had one?
A bumper sticker?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't remember.
Didn't you have a McGovern sticker back in the day?
Did you have a Go Ike?
I think I just had the...
I like Ike.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Like Ike.
I like Ike. Yeah, that's
better than the Go Ike.
I'm not sure if they'd invented the bumper sticker for I Like Ike.
Why was he called Ike? Dwight Eisenhower?
He liked his favorite candy was Mike and Ike's.
He liked to fish for pike.
Well, none of these are either funny or
I don't know why. I just don't look at
upset.
Google. Yeah,
he would get upset at people and go, go take a hike.
Ike like Ike.
Oh, take a hike, Ike.
Then he worked for the railroad. He drove a spike.
This is great.
Isn't that where they got the ad campaign for...
Couldn't drive
Michael Jordan?
His wife was...
Like Mike?
Remember the whole...
Like Mike?
No, the Be Like Mike.
Oh, Be Like Mike.
Yeah, that would, remember that thing that had the whole jingle, Be Like Mike?
Yeah, but what's that have to do with Eisenhower?
Because his nickname was Ike.
No, you don't understand. There's nothing ever, nothing is new and original with Tom. It's always someone stealing.
To all of you listening out there, this is my fault. I take full responsibility. I simply asked a question I thought would be answered quickly.
You thought Tom knew the answer.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Why did they call him Ike?
I don't know.
I told you.
That was his nickname.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, Chick. You're right. You did tell me. You were right about
Mike
Hellman's.
And candy. And there was already a Mike Eisenhower.
and Spike Eisenhower was a ne'er-do-well, wasn't he?
Of course.
Pat Godwin's here with us.
Yeah.
Pat's got his guitar. We'll look forward to hearing something from Pat.
So Pat's big story was that he ran over a cardboard box.
No, that it's to stand under his car.
It's still wedged underneath there.
Did you get it out?
No, I got it out.
So we a bad story to a meh story.
Chick brought it up. I told him in the green room.
Did you play his guitar, one of those awful songs? Is that what you want?
Really?
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Really? My God, I totally apologize.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's
I'm right here.
Eisenhower and all five of his brothers were nicknamed Ike at one point.
That's got to be confusing.
Yeah, sure. Eisenhower himself was never really sure where the nickname came from.
Great. All right. So the answer is we don't know.
Well, I'd rather hear Pat's story again.
I got lots of stories. That just happened this morning. I had my shoes stolen by a neighbor last week.
Here we go.
Swear to God.
That's a story.
I had my shoes and my bike stolen by a neighbor.
Sounds like Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm not even joking. Hey, I went for a ride in the rain, and then when it got sunny, I put my shoes out to dry off, and my bike's there. I come out, they're gone.
Who are your neighbors with? Dennis the Menace?
Did you get them back?
No, I didn't get them back. My favorite shoes.
How do you know your neighbor stole?
It's like in 1968 in your neighborhood. What the hell?
Wait a minute. You can't go
accusing. Go to the next one.
It's a rough neighborhood.
Ask for them back.
I don't know where they are. I can't knock on every door.
You got my shoes.
It's not fair to say your neighbor stole it.
All right, well, someone stole it then.
In an apartment complex?
In my neighborhood.
What do you think? Somebody's cruising the neighborhood? It wasn't a neighbor looking for shoes on porches to steal?
Hanging up by their shoelaces. Boom, gone.
Was it a good bike or was it
a great bike?
No, the bike
was my only
stolen,
bike.
You psycho. His shoes.
And the bike, Chip.
It was a hawkable bike. I could have hawked the darn thing.
Oh, God.
The bike was stolen too?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wasn't paying attention.
Well, the guy was barefoot. He needed something. He didn't want to ride the bike barefoot.
No, that
so
hurts.
He took the shoes.
Did they have spiky pedals?
Those spiky pedals don't cut your feet up.
Well, let's move forward. We'll get some music out of Pat in just a second.
A teen in Tennessee had her gallbladder removed after eating too many hot Cheetos. 17-year-old Renee Craighead of Memphis said she ate about 4 bags of the spicy snacks every day. After developing stomach pains, Craighead went to the hospital to have her gallbladder removed. Doctors believe the Cheetos are partially responsible for her condition.
Wow.
Well, 4 bags a day.
I mean, are we talking the snack bags or the big bags?
I don't know. Both Frito-Lay and I don't know who this other company is, Tekus, said in separate statements that their chips are safe to eat in moderation. Well, yeah.
How many ounces are we talking about? The smaller bag?
A fair question.
It was a fair question.
And if I had the answer, I would have jumped in there with it.
If she's eating 4 bags of hot, flaming hot Cheetos a day, she's going to need a bunghole transplant.
Bunghole. I love bunghole.
What about her anus? What happened to that? Where's that story?
The gallbladder.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.